There's nothing quite like a good weekend at your grandparents' house, especially if you come from a big family. But the bigger the family, the more shenanigans there are to get into. And that's what it was like for Sykeston native Gary Howard as he tells his daughter Kate about the mischief he got into with his cousins at their grandparents' home in Morehouse, Missouri.
Dear Heartland, I can tell that I'm getting old because I always say back in my day, we didn't have technology. We had a crate and a basketball. And it was go outside and play.
Yeah.
Just on my mom's side of the family, I am probably the youngest of probably 20 grandsons. So yes, definitely old school. And being one of the youngest ones, I remember my grandpa had about 5 acres. And they had this huge tree on there, and the older cousins were building a tree house. And the only way that you could get up into this tree house was you had to climb, well, they considered it a rope. It was more like a garden, you know, a water hose. And so they had it tied, and you had to kind of climb up, you know, to get up into the tree. Well, being fairly young, I was unable to climb that rope, and that was kind of the purpose behind it was to keep some of us younger kids out of their treehouse, their clubhouse. And so one day, I remember my grandpa was standing outside on his front porch, and I come dragging this ladder across the front yard. And he was like, you know, Gary Lee, what are you doing? And I said, don't worry about it. And I just kind of just act like I ignored him. Now, granted, I'm probably 7, 8 years old. So I dragged across the front yard and out into, you know, through the garden and finally got to this tree house as they were upstairs with their hammer and nails and building this thing. And I got up about as high as I could on that ladder and I took out a knife and I cut the garden hose and immediately knocked the ladder over and took off running. And my grandpa just sat there just laughing with a grin on his face, kind of going, yeah, there's the ornery one. And, and screaming, you better run. They're going to get you. Well, they couldn't get me because they were still stuck up in the tree for a couple hours. And by then, mom and dad came pick me up and never got in any trouble. So, there's a lot of things that I think that, some generations and cultures, may not have that I was very blessed to have, and that was having a huge family. Because everything took place over at Grandma and Grandpa's house, like the time that, being one of the quote-unquote athletes of the family, I was the city boy because I lived in the city limits of a small town. Grandpa always yelled at us because we would play softball in the front yard. Well, probably being the only one that could actually hit or do anything to reach the house, we still played in the front yard. And he was gone one day, probably working, and we were all out in the front yard, playing. And, yeah, I hit a pretty good, lick, and it went right through one of the bedroom windows. And as everybody came out yelling, who did that, I calmly handed the bat to one of my other cousins and said, hey, hold this. So, another opportunity that I didn't get in trouble. But luckily, we fixed the window before Grandpa got there and didn't get in any trouble.
Don't worry, I hear these stories every time I come down to my dad's
house. I know, you grow wiser.